This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 155. It's time to talk about your saving, investing, and protecting all of your hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is an in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent. We're grateful you've joined us. Check us out at Facebook, facebook.com/rockonthemoney, or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hey.
Hey.
Guess what?
Chicken butt? Is that what kids usually say?
Our listener numbers for the podcast have tripled in the last 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
We've gone from 6 to 18. we are like, well, I shared it to my gaming community, and that was a guaranteed boost.
But they actually listened, so that's one.
They are listening, and now they are excited to watch the live stream of the podcast. They asked if I was doing it today. I was like, no. I need another week, but yeah, a lot of people are looking forward to watching the live version. I'm like, there's nothing to see. You're going to see me on the camera and you as a like little photo up in the corner, kind of like CNN does.
Unless you can get some like awesome filter to put on me.
Oh, I got some filters.
I don't have to like do anything. I just roll out of bed.
So anyway, guys, if you want to watch the live stream of our podcast recordings, we usually do them on the weekends. And I release podcasts on Wednesdays. Facebook.com/rockonthemoney and live streams will be on there. Now, I won't be able to talk to the chat room. I'll be reading it as we're doing it. If there's a great comment, I can bring it in, but don't expect us to be interactive with you. And then afterwards, we can answer some questions, whatever.
Yeah, we can do some live questions.
Yeah, we've done that before. It actually worked out pretty good. We have four questions, Amanda.
Four.
Here we go. Number one, why would anyone capable of paying a 15-year mortgage not choose a 30-year and invest the difference of payments into an index fund? A 30-year plus investment gives a way better net worth. Am I missing something?
I'm going to let you take this one, Craig.
I know what they're trying to think. I know they're coming up with a system. You know how we are about systems, right?
Yeah,
systems suck. Yeah, they don't work. Everybody's trying to come up with a way to make more money. I like what they're thinking. They're missing one major component of that whole idea. What they want to do is instead of just doing the 30-year, they can afford the 15-year. They want to do the 30-year, and instead they want to take the money they're saving and put that into an index fund, and they're going to make money over that. The problem with that is, the big issue is, you're assuming the stock market's going to keep going up. No, it doesn't do that. There's no guarantees. There's one guarantee, Amanda, in making money, and that's not paying interest. So the sooner we can pay off that mortgage, the less you're spending in interest on a 30-year. The difference between a 15 and a 30-year is what? It could be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars,
So that right there is that's money in your pocket.
That's a guarantee.
Exactly. That's a guarantee. And then when you're done paying off your 15-year, guess what? Now you don't have a mortgage payment. And then you could put even more money in investing, which is the whole point of the baby steps.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I would not do it because I've been investing in my retirement savings for decades. And there's been a lot of down years. There's a lot of good ones. Yes, it goes up over time. But there is one guarantee way to make money. It's getting out of debt. By not giving money to someone else. That's guaranteed. I can't guarantee you the stock market, especially now.
Right.
Especially now. So did I miss anything on that?
No, I think that covers it.
Yeah. But you.
The biggest thing is don't try to overcomplicate things. It's really simple.
maybe we make this too simple and they find it hard to believe. But
like, no, that's too easy.
Let me try
something crazy.
It is simple. Yeah, let me do this. I got it all figured out. It's a great question, but you're also assuming. Now, the stock market has gone up crazy the last 2 years. We also came out of a pandemic and went way down. And a lot of people got in and then they made a ton of money. Like, oh, man, I'm making 100% this year. Yeah, that doesn't normally happen. Hey, question number two. I'm going to let you answer this one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Please advise 401k versus a Roth 401k. My work is adding the Roth option, and we have only had a regular 401k up until now. I'm trying to decide how much to contribute to both or just one.
Yeah, so 401ks, the traditional 401k is a pre-tax contribution. Roth 401k is really just, it's a how you're contributing the money. So Roth just means you're contributing it after you've already paid income tax on it. And so the nice thing about 401ks and Roth 401ks in particular is that you don't have to meet income eligibility in order to do a Roth 401k. So like the IRAs, if you wanted to invest in a Roth IRA, you have to meet certain income eligibility rules and thresholds. That's not the same with a 401k. So it's anyone can contribute to a Roth 401k. So unless there's a reason that you've discussed with your financial advisor on why you wouldn't want to do it, most people should be investing in the Roth 401k. And the reason is, once you retire, all of those withdrawals will be tax-free.
Yes, I like that part. Tax-free is good.
No.
All right, hey, let's take a quick break. We got two great, I like this next one. I like this next question about someone with a good broker. You know, I love brokers. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Rugged Money.
Hey there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to three qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money with Amanda and Craig. Check us out on Facebook.com/Rock on the Money. All of our podcasts are now available on Facebook. And people actually are sending me, I like it on Facebook.
Yeah.
I didn't think people would like that. Here's the weird thing about the podcast on our Facebook page at Rock on the Money is it only works on a mobile phone. It does not work on desktop. I don't know why that is.
What's up, Zuckerberg?
Yeah, what's up? Now, the phone version looks great. Every episode is on there. I don't know how they did that. They must have just grabbed it off the website.
Huh.
But all 200 and over 200 episodes right there right on your phone. It looks really good, actually. It took some finagling to get it to work because it wasn't working for a while, but it's up and running. Why it doesn't work on a desktop, I don't know. There's other things on Facebook that don't work on desktops or mobile phones, but, you know. But anyway, the truth is 91% of people use Facebook use their mobile device. So they don't really care about the desktop users.
Well, not my grandma. She likes to sit at her computer and look at Facebook.
What is she discussing on Facebook all day? Probably shouldn't ask.
Yeah, no. I think she mostly just likes and comments on other people's stuff.
Hey, gives her something to do. It's interaction. You know, with
for a long time, it was very much Farmville based.
Oh, hey, I played Farmville.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of it, but I did.
Good for you.
Good for me. Hey, question number three.
Hey, let me read this one.
Oh, you're going to let me answer this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
With a good broker, what is the rate of return on $1 million?
Okay, number one, you don't need a broker to do this.
These must be your gamers coming in with fresh new questions, huh?
You notice the questions have shifted back to what we used to talk about. Number one, we don't, you know, I don't like brokers. You don't need a broker. You don't need a broker or a financial advisor to do this. If you have $1 million and you put it into an S&P 500 index fund, which only 30% of funds out there can beat that. So why gamble with that? 70% came and beat an S&P 500 index fund. So if I put into an S&P 500 index fund, like Fidelity is what? F-A-I-X?
F-A-I-X, yeah.
There you go. F-A-I-A-X. Fidelity, something like that. You should, over time, get an average of 8 to 12% per year. On average. So there's your answer. And you don't need a broker to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking here. The S&P 500 gained 26.9% in 2021.
It kicked butt. And it's a lot of things were down last year, by the way, by the end of the year. But the S&P 500, you know why? Now, technology did take a dump in 2021 at the very end, right? But yeah. Why is the S&P 500 still doing so well? Because it's diversified automatically with the 500 best companies of America, and not all of them are technology. So as we were coming out of the pandemic, the technology ones, yes, they went down, but the other companies that have been down are now coming up. So right. That's the beauty of the S&P 500. It's America's 500 best companies. It's a set it and forget it. And people find it hard to believe it is that easy. It is 8 to 12% per year on average. Google it.
Yeah, it's really, people who are like, oh, no, I want to do my own thing. I've got great advice from somebody. I challenge you to beat almost 30% returns with picking your own stocks. It's just not going to happen.
Remember that PBS podcast we talked about before where Warren Buffett, he had a bet out there that nobody could beat him. He put a $1 million bet out there. He challenged any financial advisor to see if they could beat him. And someone took him up on it. It was a hedge fund guy. I can't remember the guy's name. And the rules were you had to do this, but you can't change it. So Warren Buffett said, I'm 100% S&P 500 index fund. And he beat this advisor. And the $1 million went to charity. It's just the way it is. You just don't know what's going to happen out there. It's America's 500. Even Warren Buffett. I'm going to listen to a multi-billionaire before I listen to some guy working for a company advise me. Because the proof is there. The proof is there, guys. I mean, you can't argue facts.
You can argue.
You can have all the opinions you want. Doesn't mean it's right. Question number four, last one for you.
For me?
Yes, because it's about buying houses. Okay, you're my real estate girl. Planning to buy a home to live in for 2 to 5 years. Any advantage to doing a 15-year mortgage over a 30-year with such a short hold period?
That's a tricky one. I think over such a short period, you're not going to see a big difference between it. So I would just look at which one has the lower interest rate overall in this case.
There you go. Here's my concern about the question. Because I've heard people do this. They're like, I'm going to buy this house, but I'm only going to be here 2 to 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's very rare that you're going to come out on top in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
Unless you're paying cash.
It's like they're
pay so much
numbers.
More in loans and closing costs and all that, you're just losing money. But especially I'm in the military community. So I see a lot of people make this decision time and time again, because you're moving somewhere for 2 to 3 years at a time. And there's always this question, should we rent or should we buy?
Right.
And depending on the market. And, I've seen people who every single time lose the shirt off their backs. And then there's some people, like we buy every time, but we always buy houses that are in distress or severe fixer uppers. And then we change that. And then we come out on top. We've been fortunate enough to make money with every single one of our turns. Yeah. But if you hold it longer, you make a lot more money and you don't pay nearly as much in interest. And, it takes at least 2 to 5 years for you to break even with closing costs.
Here's my concern about the question. Unless they're military or they know definitively by contract or agreement or something, they're going to be there 2 to 5 years. A lot of people assume they're going to move in 2 to 5 years, but things change. Life happens.
Yeah.
I would venture to say they will be there longer than 2 to 5 years.
Yeah, maybe.
And in that case, if we're not seeing much difference between 15 or 30, I would go for what you would do if you were there 7 to 10.
Yeah, 15 year.
I would go with the 15. With that thinking, now, if you're military or some other, or you're on a contract thing, that's different. If you don't have any of those variables and you're moving there thinking, we're going to just stay here a little bit, then we're going to move. What happens if you like it? You like the schools, you have kids or something. You don't know. Life happens. Something happens and says, I have to stay here now. or the market changes. Like right now, prices are crazy still to move around. Like, well, now I can't move because I can't afford to move. You don't know. So if you don't have a variable that says this will definitively happen in 2 to 5 years, I would plan for the longer term option.
That and even be, if you are, if you are military, it's still not super predictable, you know.
No, sometimes like you stay in your longer case.
Than the 3 years. Sometimes you are shorter than 3 years, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
I would say don't buy a house if you plan to live there in less than 2 years, because then you're stuck with capital gains taxes. 2 years is the absolute minimum with the IRS. So you need to be there 2 years in one day in order to get away.
All right.
Otherwise, when you sell, you pay a capital tax on all of the gains from your sale.
And as always, talk to your tax advisor as well, right?
As always.
All right. Thank you. I mean, and guys, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, and our podcast is now also available on Facebook. If you go to our Facebook page on your phone, facebook.com/rockofthemoney, if you go on there and write one of the options, like, you know how it has photos and videos and all that. One of them says podcast, click right on there and bam, over 200 of our podcasts with the newest one at the very top, big, and all the previous episodes are lined up in order. You can listen right on Facebook now. And yeah, as always, and
can I just say on our website too, if you're looking for a topic in particular, it's really the search feature, Craig, that you put together is so great. You can just type into the search bar the keyword that you're looking for, and episodes related to that topic will just pop up for you.
Yeah, you sent me a message the other day saying, hey, I know, and within like a couple of seconds, oh, don't worry about it, I found it. That must be why you just typed in the word and boom, it came right up.
Exactly, yep. Oh, it cool. just took me a minute to think of what word would find it.
There you go. All right, guys. So yeah, check us out, follow us on Facebook, and we're going to be doing live streams on there in the next week or two, I promise. I'm very close to getting that ready. I had to get the podcast thing working on Facebook with Zuck first. So I had to get the podcast thing working first, you know. And that, I think that also helped boost our numbers way up as well, because it's right there. People have to leave Facebook now to go listen. So that's a big deal. People just don't want to go to another site. They like to stay in the same place. So it's really good. Anyway.
Can people share our podcast through
the
Facebook?
Yes, they can.
Page?
The share button's right on there. Share it to pages, groups, your friends, your family. The share thing's right on the podcast.
I know we get questions from time to time, like, how do I have a discussion with my so-and-so family member about how stupid they're being with money? Sharing our podcast might just be, you know, a very slick way of having that conversation without having it.
Absolutely. You know what? I need to fire up that phone number so people can record their questions as well. People seem to be really shy, but maybe because our numbers are going higher, we can get a few more phone calls. That'd be kind of cool. I like playing those phone calls.
Yeah,
anyway,
for sure.
Awesome, guys. We'll see you next time.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.